Say, aren't you a smart cookie?
The fact that you're listening to this program tells me that you're intelligent, curious, and ready to learn new things. So take your seat with the rest of the class, and let's get right to today's topic. It's a new year, and now since I'm endowed with 2020 vision, I'm here to tell you what the experts say will be the big trends in food this year. After a lettuce scare in 2018, the crystal ball said there would be more accountability of food safety and quality. Ghost restaurants were supposed to be a big thing, and not surprisingly, I didn't see any here in Nashville. Then there is the prediction for motherless meats. Meat that is not meat. It's made from vegetables. That trend came through. Then there is the possibility of new food sources like crickets. Guess what we heard after that? There were other predictions. Some panned out, some were regional, and others just seem silly in retrospect. Undaunted, here are the predictions for 2020. Let's start macro, then go micro. MoneyWise has a list of restaurant chains that might not survive the year. Topping the list is Steak and Shake. Insight apparently doesn't mean it's right. It's followed by Perkins, Marie Callender's, Hojo, Howard Johnson's, Houlihan's, Baja Fresh Mexican Grill, Ground Round, Tim Hortons, Hometown Buffet, Pinkberry, Ruby Tuesday, Friendly's Ice Cream and Restaurant, Checkers and Rallies, Nashville's O'Charlie's, Red Robin, Ted's Steaks, Del Frisco's Grill, and Golden Corral. Now would be a great time to check your stock portfolio. The experts say fermented drinks like kombucha will grow in popularity. Kids' menus will be upgraded with more whole grains and global cuisines. Many other prognosticators say that will happen for adult meals, too. Home meal kits will also become an increasingly popular restaurant alternative. Industry sources say some restaurants may undergo redesigns to maximize this trend. And also expect to see more computers on your table as menus go even more electronic. Restaurants will be aware of life changes facing their customers. Boomers are retiring. Millennials have their own tastes. Children and grandchildren enter the picture. On the bar scene, many are looking for growth in non-alcoholic beverages. Again, this is an age-driven change. One chef believes it also comes as diners opt for quality over quantity. Plant-based diets are expected to grow, and that's not surprising with the growth of faux meat. Jackfruit seems to be a favorite for these foods. Speaking of whole grains, oat milk is being mentioned, possibly as a companion to Cheerios. Healthy snacks are on the menu, with beets, chickpeas, quinoa, and kale as candidates. What do I have to do to make kale just go away? Sustainability will be big as food producers take action on climate change. More colorful food is expected. Don't look for dyes or other artificial colorings, but expect blue and purple greens, tomatoes, and potatoes. DoorDash, one of the services that shuttles food from restaurants to your home, says Mexican food was their top request in 2019, and that should continue. The other hot 15 items in 2019, assuming they arrived hot, include in order burrito bowls, chicken tacos, cheeseburger and fries, make your own pizza, bean burritos, Cobb salad, chicken noodle soup, spicy chicken wrap, taco salad, nachos, spring rolls, Greek salad, cheesecake, chicken BLT, and chili. So now, when it comes to the 2020 trends in food, you're a smart cookie. Hungry in Nashville is brought to you by Out of My Pocket Productions and is copyrighted 2020 by me, Jim Grinstead. You can listen to Hungry in Nashville on our website, hungryinnashville.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can like us on Facebook or enter your email address on the website so you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. But the best thing you can do to support the podcast is to tell your friends about it and encourage them to subscribe. And if you have an idea for something you'd like to hear, don't be shy. Send it to idea@hungryinnashville.com. Thanks for listening, and may you eat well.